is changing and it's affecting millions and millions of people in ways that we never thought possible.
As the planet changes, the way humans coexist with it will have to start changing as well. The film Climate Refugees puts a human face on the issue of climate change. It's been shown at film festivals around the world. Susan Heerther is the chapter coordinator for the U.S. Green Building Council Gulf Coast chapter.
And we've had some major climate issues, and whether or not you believe that they're man-made or just a natural cycle, they're still displacing people. And we're going to have to deal with people who are going to lose their country. And where do they go and what do they do? And when you have certain criteria that has been allowed for people to move between countries, it doesn't work anymore. How do we fix that problem?
A 3-meter rise in sea level in Florida was half the size it is today. Florida is one of the most populous states. Where are those people going? Some of them are.
Heerther's group has organized screenings of the film around the state. She says climate change is something many Floridians will have to face head-on in the future.
During the movie, there is a little map of Florida that gets scary, and it definitely had an impact when we showed the movie in South Florida. They're like, oh, we're underwater. You realize that? So it's something for them to think about, and they are facing those issues now.
Kathy Harrelson with the Suncoast Sierra Club says climate change is affecting people now.
For those who haven't been paying attention, we've had, 6 or 7 major storms in the U.S. this year. Really unusual weather conditions. Florida has had 2 very cold winters, has very, very hot summers now, very cold winters. I think it's obvious that the climate not only is changing, but has changed. And how that's going to affect all of us, I think is very important.
Harrelson adds, this film takes a different approach than more publicized films like An Inconvenient Truth.
Every time you put a fact and figure out there, someone comes along and tries to say it's not true. So let's see the reality of people's lives, and maybe that will be a message people can relate to.
Director Michael Nash allows the audience to experience the horror and heartbreak of this global issue through the stories of those currently affected. He takes an in-depth look at not only climate change, but the economic and security implications it's causing for countries all over the world. And it's only predicted to get worse. After the screening, Nash answered a couple questions from the audience via Skype. He says a combination of overpopulation, overconsumption, a lack of resources, and a changing climate is the biggest threat.
You know, as we push from 6.5 billion to 10 billion people in the next 4 decades, for every degree of Celsius that our temperature goes up, we're going to lose 10% of our rice, wheat, and corn fields.
Nash's film intends to inspire viewers to make a difference so the future looks a little brighter. Viewers like Kathy Harrelson and Susan Heerther say now is the time to confront the issue head on.
Those that just, you know, want to continue to deny, you know what? I don't blame them. It's not a pleasant message. It's not something that, it's so big, it's hard for anybody to get their heads around. So I can understand they want to think that things are going to stay the same forever and ever, amen. But sadly, that's not the case, and we have a lot to do with that, and we can have a lot to do with fixing it. So I hope people see it as a way of developing solutions.
We can't afford to sit back and wait for somebody to come up with the answer. Everybody's got to do what they can now, and every little bit does count.
You can find links to the screenings and other ways to get involved on our website at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Sarah Curran.